For the whole Quran. That's how profound and important, valuable this Surah Al-Ikhlas is. And what is the message in Surah Al-Ikhlas? We have to ponder, we have to think, and we have to teach our kids. Allah Ta'ala declared to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the kuffar asked that our gods like Lat and Uzza, Manat and all, we know from where they came. With your God, you are claiming Allah is one. Where your God come from? What is his lineage? Who is his family? They ask Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed this surah. They told my Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, inform them. Qul, Allah Ahad, Allah is only one. Allah Hussamad, he is one of the attributes. He is independent. He doesn't need any assistance. Why he has to send his own son to sacrifice for the sins of the other people? It doesn't make sense. Someone else is doing criminal activities and God has to send his own son to sacrifice on his behalf. So he'll be clean. Bloodshed. It doesn't make sense. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Hussamad. Allah is independent. Lam yalid walam yulad. He is not begotten, not begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. He has no lineage, no family. So we have to clarify from the minds of our kids whatever they are getting from the schools that look, we are the Muslims and we only believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in 13 chapters of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so clear and in detail the incident of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show his qudrat and his power. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without parents, without father and mother. Then he created Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam without mother. From the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, according to one riwayat, Allah knows best. And then the third category he shown to people that I can create a child without father. So Jibreel alayhi salam came down to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, as it mentioned in Surah Maryam, and with the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blew on the chest of Maryam alayhi salam. She was virgin, she did not get married, no one touched to her. And that's why she was surprised when Jibreel alayhi salam informed her that Allah ta'ala has chosen you, selected you, to be a mother of his miraculous child. He said, how? I am not married, no man touch me. He said, this is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He want to show his qudrat. And it will happen. He just have to say, kun fayakun. He doesn't need any asbab and means. He can do with the means, against the means, without the means. And this is the miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show to mankind, that Allah ta'ala has power to create the son or child without even father. So Isa alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, inna masala Isa ka masala Adam. The example of the Isa alayhi salam is just like example of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Khalaqahu min turabin summa qala lahu kun fayakun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam from the sand, Allah has said, kun fayakun, and it became alive. Likewise, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also was born from Maryam alayhi salam with the blow of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the miracles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him numerous miracles, and we know the story. I just want to give you some points in the short time that all his 30 years of his life after his birth, in the beginning when Muhammad Islam brought him to the community from Bethlehem to Masjid al-Aqsa, it was 10 kilometers away. So people were amazed, they started accusing him, your parents were not like that, your brother was very pious, how come you do live like that, how you got this child? So Jibreel Islam instructed her, don't talk to the people, don't answer their questions. Just say inni sa'imun, that I cannot talk to people, I am fasting. And indicated towards Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was a small little child, infant. He said, how come we talk to the infant? Then immediately that Isa alayhi salam started speaking. In that age, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَطَانِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. All these five ayat revealed, started speaking. They were amazed. They haven't heard any small child speaking so profoundly, so meaningful. So then they believe, no, this is the miraculous child. And they started respecting Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Maryam salam. Then, as story goes, 30 years pass, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him nubuwwat. And after the nubuwwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him some miracles. One of the miracles was Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to, you know, gather the clay and used to make the bird with his own hand, and then used to blow kumbi iznillah, and bird used to fly. So that was a miracle, how a person can make a bird out of sand, clay, and then it becomes alive. Same like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam al-Salam out of clay and blow his ruh and soul. That's why one of the laqab and nickname of Isa al-Islam is Kalimatullah. Other name is Ruhullah. Kalimatullah, the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruhullah, the soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the title given to Hazrat Isa al-Islam. Ruhullah, the soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then another miracle Hazrat Isa al-Islam used to show to the people that the born blind person used to rub his hand on his eyes and used to start, his eyesight used to come back and used to start seeing. Repairing. Epilepsy person used to come and then used to rub his hands and used to become clean and pure. So this is another miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to Isa alayhi salam. Then the third miracle, Isa alayhi salam used to go to any graveyard and used to say, Kum bi ithnillah. So dead body from the graveyard, from the qabr, from the grave used to stand up. So this is the sign that Allah created human being. Then Allah grants them shifa and cure from all the disease and sicknesses while he is alive. Then person dies, and after the death, the day will come, Allah is going to resurrect him from the grave. So these are the miracles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, after the age of 33, this incident of crucifixion took place. So the period of the preaching of Isa alayhi salam was very short, only 3 years. At the age of 30, he became Prophet of Allah officially. And at the age of 33, this incident of crucifixion took place. So in these 3 years of preaching, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam had no house, no family, he did not get married, he used to eat whatever he used to get it, and he used to sleep wherever, you know, he used to pass his night in the jungles or under the tree, or that's how he passed his life. And when in this period, is about 80 people accepted Islam on his hand, only 80 people. And out of 80, about 12 became his companion, Hawariyin, his followers, close, you know, helpers of Isa alayhi salam, only 12. And then one of them became munafiq, hypocrite, and he, you know, he brought the soldiers where he was, Isa alayhi salam was hiding at that particular night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembled, there are two riwayat. One riwayat is that Isa alayhi salam, when he came to know that this governor, this king, wanted to kill him, arrest him, he asked amongst his hawariyin 12, who can sacrifice himself for my sake, so Allah can grant him Jannah after his death. So one hawari stood up and he said, I am prepared to sacrifice myself. If I can get Jannah, I can stay with you in paradise. So Isa alayhi salam made dua for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his face resemblance like Isa alayhi salam. When the soldiers entered into the house, they found him, looked like Isa alayhi salam. They arrested him and they crucified him, thinking that he is Isa alayhi salam. Another riwayat is this, that hypocrite, that munafiq who went to go and spy against Isa alayhi salam and show his residence, when he entered into the room, and the soldiers were outside, he was searching for Isa alayhi salam. There and there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembled his face, looks like Isa alayhi salam. So after a while, when the soldiers enter, they found him, this is the Isa. So they arrested him. And he was screaming and crying, I am not Isa, I am your friend, I came to show Isa alayhi salam. But they did not listen, this is his life. He want to protect his life. So they took him and hang him up on the cross. This is, now brothers, what they say, the body of Jesus was hang on the cross for only 6 hours. It happened at night, and next morning they took him out from the cross. So he remained on the cross just for 6 hours. And according to scientific evidence, a person need to die within 48 hours. He need 24 hours to die in that slow motion, because they just put the nails on his hand and legs and they left him like this. So in that, when the blood was coming out from his body drip by drip, it takes about 48 hours to die. And he was only 6 hours, and then he came back, and after 3 days he was resurrected, and according to their belief, he was taken away to heaven. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Nisa, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبَّ لَهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that they did not kill him, they did not crucify him, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken him away alive from the roof of that house, and is still alive on the second heaven. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj, he said that I met my brother Isa al-Islam on the second heaven. And before the Qiyamah, he will descend on the Damascus, the Jami Masjid of the Damascus, on the Minarat with Jibreel Salam, Mikael Islam, and he will kill the Dajjal, and then he will rule over the people. There will be only prosperity and justice in his time, and everyone will be Muslim. He will kill all the non-believers and infidels. He will kill the swine and pig. He will break the cross, and he will take off the jizya and tax him, and then he will rule according to the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will get married according to one riwayat. He will be there for 7 years according to another riwayat. He will be ruled about 40 years, and then he will have children. He will have 2 wives and 7 children, etc. Then he will perform Hajj, and then he will die his natural death. And after his demise, the mu'minin, the believers of his time, will perform Salatul Janazah on him, and then he will be buried next to the Mubarak Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a space reserved in the Hujra-e Mubarak. There is only 3 graves right now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq, and Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu, and one place is empty. So that place is reserved for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They will bury him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, me and my brother Isa will stand together, and from our graves with Abu Bakr and Umar, and we will proceed towards Maidan al-Arafah." This is what ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ayat of the Holy Quran have been mentioned with regard to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhiru da'wana.